Tonight, the music video cable channel MTV will interrupt its regular programming to broadcast the names of hate crime victims. The scrolling list will air for 17 hours without commercials. It will also include details of the crimes. The network says it decided to run the program to help fight discrimination in the U.S. Civil rights groups have criticized MTV in recent months for broadcasting videos by the rap star Eminem, claiming his music promotes gay bashing, rape, and murder. But MTV programming president Brian Graydon says tonight's program is not a reaction to criticism.
This campaign was put into motion well before the Eminem controversy broke this year. And MTV, for better or for worse, has both a long history of, you know, pro-social movements and promoting tolerance, as well as a history of allowing artists on our air that sometimes push people's buttons. So there was no particular direct correlation, no.
What is the responsibility of an MTV or similar channel when you have artists like that?
Well, it's an interesting question. It's one we struggle with and think about all the time. For our air, the videos that we air and the things that are delivered to us, they do not feature violence. They do not feature homophobic lyrics. They are not misogynist. And this applies actually to the case of Eminem. And we believe we have responsibility for the videos that we air on our air. That said, if in other aspects of their life or on CDs or wherever they express other views, we as a video channel don't take full responsibility for those views, just as a radio station is responsible for the songs they play, not necessarily the acts an artist might commit in their own life. So we feel a responsibility to make sure that we, you know, challenge our audience to at least think about the issues this kind of art raises.
Are people going to watch 17 hours of names?
Well, you know, I doubt that they'll watch 17 hours continuous. The reason we're doing it for a long period of time is so that many people will be exposed to it. If we just did it during one half hour, you'd only get the people who happen to be having their TV on then or flipping through then. And a lot of people sort of surf through MTV. You know, they check it out just for a few minutes to see what's going on. And we thought by doing it over an extended period of time, we could get it exposed to a much wider audience.
Is there any audio while these names are scrolling?
There is audio. There's no music or scoring. We didn't want to go that route. That was a little bit too, you know, too cheesy for us. But the names will actually be read by various MTV news personalities and various musicians who are involved in this cause.
How do you expect viewers to respond to this?
Well, you know, we really wanted to design a program where they can sort of respond however they're moved to respond emotionally. We're going to drive them to our website that we're developing in tandem with a group called Shine. And on the website, they can just learn about hate crimes, or they can actually get involved in their community through programs we'll make available to them just by typing in their zip code. And if they really want to go all the way, they can actually electronically petition the President-elect George Bush, as well as their congresspeople, to say, hey, we're interested in having hate crimes legislation expanded at the federal level. So there's a variety of ways they can get involved, depending on what they're moved to do.
MTV programming president Brian Graydon.